When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It is In This League live on Sports Grid. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. We have got you covered more than you ever thought you needed. Bogman and the Welsh are invading the in-week content of Sports Grid, Bogman. This is like the old DX thing where they were trying to get into like WCW. They came in with a tank and maybe it's a little NWO. I mean, we're kind of NWO-ish, to be honest with you.
Oh,
is that your wolf pack?
That's the wolf pack, right?
Do it again.
Let's go. Oh, no.
Oh, I think my neighbor's dog is barking.
Oh, what was that? Oh, my God.
He is.
Get the microphone to it.
I'm trying. Oh, he stopped.
No, try to do one more owl and do it.
No, I'm gonna annoy my neighbors. They're annoying to me. Like I'm usually at home, but this self isolation is, you know, I'm at home even more than I normally.
You know what's actually really great is, you know, a lot of us that you know do podcasting and in radio and stuff like that. You know, we will sometimes we don't, sometimes we do, but like we can have professional studios in our homes, but we still will sometimes build up the presentation like it's a studio format. Like you're going to get the guys on this network or any network, really. It doesn't matter if you're watching ESPN or you know Fox News or Sports Grid, you're going to see people who have like a cool backdrop and lighting and stuff, but they're like in an office and they're doing their thing. So like what I'm getting at is there's always this presentation of trying to like, you know, pretend like, hey, it's pretty, yeah, we're in the studio and stuff.
No one is trying right now.
We're all stuck in our house. So you could talk about your neighbor's dog right now because that's where we all are. No one's in a studio. It's okay. It's okay to howl and to have your dog react or have the neighbor's dog react like that.
My favorite is like Ty Law was on NFL Network the other day and they're like, Ty Law live from his house. He's on our Skype line or whatever it is. And he is not making an effort at all. He has like an old wrinkly shirt on, a hat, and he's like lounging back on his sofa holding his phone up.
Yeah,
like, that's what he's doing. And look, God bless him. Who cares, right? I mean, it doesn't make any difference. You're still getting the same information. It just doesn't look very professional. But nobody looks professional right now.
No.
So I do like
Bogman,
that.
You're trying to be like, no one looks professional. Like when their photo's used on the Sports Grid, and it's them just with their hair put up with a...
I mean, when are you going to get over that? Like, you need to get over that. You know, you're not my boss. You really?
I don't care.
Right?
I don't...
Like,
no, I'm
oh,
just...
Oh, yeah, you don't care. You only bring it up every time you can.
No,
so
but what
I
was...
I look like a homeless person.
No.
And that is... I've never gotten headshots, because why would
That's
I?
That's all I care about. It was just the funniest thing when Cardano was like, all right, I need a headshot, or whoever it was, I need a headshot. And you're like, all right. And I imagine you're like on your knees taking a picture in front of your wall.
Yes.
And you said Bogman sent it to them. And they're like,
it was
thanks.
So bad that they went on my Instagram and found one that is less worse
they found
than that.
A 10-year-old
still not good. And they're like, yeah, we changed your photo. Here it is now. I'm like, All right. Yeah. I mean, I definitely kind of still look like a homeless person just got a ticket and went into the Fiesta Bowl.
It was his hair was so absurd. They're like, thanks for sending the picture. We'll find something else. I'm pretty sure the next option would have been them just finding a picture of somebody else to put up there. Anything but the picture.
Dude, they should have just found like a male model and then just put my picture up. Like, this is Scott Bogman right here. And that's clearly The Rock right there. What are you guys doing?
I mean, that would have been fantastic. Just like they could have just superimposed your head on someone else.
Or just put a picture of Chris Farley, like when his hair is all crazy and he's like, and every time I grab the wheel, I want to drive into a goddamn bridging bunk.
They
and
could have just
hairs all over the place.
They could have used any of the Jonah Hills. Like, there's all different types of Jonah Hills.
Yeah. Skinny Jonah Hill or fat Jonah Hill works for me.
Either would have worked. Yeah. I think there's some Jonah Hills with hair.
Like the last 10 years, probably.
Yeah, but Jonah, you know what's amazing about Jonah Hill? I give him credit.
I'm like medium Jonah Hill. That's where I am. I'm not between.
See, you just hit exactly where I was going to go, is that Jonah Hill, like, here's what I have in my life. I have fat Welsh and I have skinnier Welsh. Skinnier implies that it's still fat. I don't have like different air. I don't have levels. I don't have tiers. Jonah Hill has tiers of fat. Like, there was that one movie, what was that movie, where he was like a drug dealer, or he got into being drugs and smuggling and stuff, and he was so fat it was unbelievable. He was
sweating in every single shot. And a lot of it was in the desert, so you got to give him a little credit for that. I know what movie you're talking about. I never saw it.
Yeah, it's the one with the Fantastic Four guy.
Yeah. Every single time it was on HBO or Showtime or something, I was flipping through and I'd land on that. He was in a shirt that had too many buttons undone with a gold chain, lots of chest hair, so much sweat.
He's so fat. But guess what? That was ultimate fat Jonah Hill. Like, then go to the comedies of, Get Him to the Greek or whatever. And that's just normal fat Jonah Hill. But then he pops out with like skinny ass. Like, he literally has 4 to 5 different tiers of Jonah Hill, where the most of us in society just don't have that. We don't have that range.
It was when he met Brad Pitt on Moneyball. That when Brad Why? Pitt convinced him, because he just said, he's like, you're such a nice guy, dude. I know this can't be a great way to live. I want to help you. So like Brad Pitt kind of taught him
fat shamed him,
and not fat shamed him. He didn't shame him. He's not like, hey, fat ass, you're going to die soon. You know, he didn't go on his Periscope and tell him he's going to die soon of a stroke.
Like,
that never happened
to
Jonah
Hill.
But
I just want to point out, ultimate fat Jonah Hill happened after Moneyball.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like the anti-Christian Bale. He should hang out with Christian Bale about learning how to gain and lose weight.
I think he was fattest in Moneyball.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, he was so unbelievably rotund in the drug movie. It's unbelievable.
He was big in the drug movie. I think maybe you notice it because he's walking around more and stuff.
They did a lot of shots from a distance.
Well, he's sitting a lot.
For anyone not fat, there's nothing more stressful than a full body shot. Like Bogman and I, we want to do stuff. We want to go out and like have like, you know, competitions, like basketball competitions, and like do funny pitching stuff. But guess what? We can't do that. No, but neither one of us, we can't show our bodies. I can't show my entire lower half. It's too much. So Jonah Hill was really like, I hope he got paid more money to show the full. The proverbial fat man's full Monty.
Ass and Get Him to the Greek. Remember? So
no, I don't.
It was that three-way scene they were doing. And then has to go to the hospital and he's like, I don't know why I did this. I need to leave. Russell Brand. And then he's just standing there with his hands out and you see his ass.
All of this to say that Sports Grid literally couldn't even use Bogman's headshot. Not because he was fat, because of the hair.
And when I was doing that stuff, this was during college football season, of course, my hair was at a length where it's just too short to pull it back at all, but too long to kind of stay stuffed underneath a hat. So it was kind of in this weird transition-y mode where it's hard to do anything with it unless I get like 8 pounds of gel and slap it in there. So, and I was just reading off scores and stuff. I wasn't going to go star in The Sopranos or anything. So there was no need for that.
You know what I find really interesting, though? So talking about like what we were saying, like you don't even need to pretend. Like everybody is broadcasting from their home. But I would tell you this. guys like Bogman and I, we've been prepared for this for years. We're built for this apocalypse. We're built for this type of stuff because, you know, the, well, physically, we're also physically built.
Well, we're definitely physically built for it. Like, storage. I could survive the famine right here, you know, as long as I get some water, I'll be okay for probably 2 years of not eating anything. But, you know, you have made this, I guess, observation of my house when you were over here, where I don't keep anything in my fridge.
No, I didn't. I wasn't talking about that. Like you had no food in your house and you rectified that. I didn't mean that. I meant like our business of, you know, podcast, like everyone's talking about, oh man, these things are failing. You know, movie theaters are closing. Like podcasting are going to rise because we're here. We have always been able to produce our own content, you know, from different locations. We don't have to be in the same spot. So social distancing is no issue. But what I find fascinating is the rest of the world is attempting to try to catch up with this. First off, I don't know if you saw, it was hilarious. Joe Biden was trying to do some, like, you know, speaking to his constituents and trying to speak to everybody. But they put out this tweet where they were like, we're working on an ability. We're looking into potential abilities to be able to broadcast from our home. So bear with us. And everyone was like, what year do we live in that people don't my 8-year old child could get onto FaceTime in about 10 seconds. Anybody that has ever walked into a computer and turned it on can get to a Skype session. Or, I mean, a 12-year-old could probably figure out Zoom, and you are having people that are having to figure out how to adjust. One particular one might even be the NFL, because it had been speculated, but I believe over the weekend, it had officially been confirmed that the NFL wasn't done. It wasn't canceled, but it's not taking place in Vegas. And Bogman, it's most likely going to be obviously still a broadcast situation, but they're not going to put, you know, 30 representatives and then others all in a room. It literally might be brought to you by Skype. The Skype picks by GMs and players might come in to this draft. So we are literally going to have an NFL draft that In This League could produce, is what I'm trying to get at.
I think what you're saying is that we should be announcing the picks. I think that's it. Now, I did have an idea. What they should actually do is they should auction off the reading each of the picks and then give that money to some, you know, COVID-19 charity or
whatever.
That's not a
bad idea, but I worry there's people out there like, I just forgot his name. What is that scumbag that bought the Wu-Tang album? Martin Skrilli.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The little
there's
going to
be
face.
Like, yeah, the rat F-word. Face. Yep. Yeah. word, expletive. Those type of people. Like, I worry there'd be a handful of those type of people that would get their hands on it. A, it's hard to be pissed because the money is going to a good place. But B, like, someone's going to get a platform and, like, you know, I don't know, like, PETA's going to buy, like, a pick and they're just going to be like, wah, and then, like, Howard Stern will buy one and be like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it'll just become an S show.
Well, I think you would have to, you would have to vet these people and say, okay, you allowed to say the pick, say the college, say congrats, we'll flash your Twitter handle or whatever up there. And that's that. That's the end of the business. So
what I want,
or you could just make it not up for corporate people. You know what I mean? So famous people
or anybody. Oh, so you're just saying
maybe I should just read.
Yeah. Bogman's just trying to be. You're trying to be the guy.
Yeah. And no skinny people. No people that live outside of Arizona or Scottsdale or my apartment complex
or have short hair.
Yeah, and no people with dogs, only people with cats.
Okay. Oh, so your neighbor.
Only people with beards. So, you know, I'm just narrowing this down a little bit.
What I'm kind of excited about is if they do it via, like, a Skype, is I don't know if you ever watch, and you're seeing it way more now, if you have the wherewithal to turn on a Fox News or an MSNBC, whatever you're leaning, or CNN, whatever your leanings are. More interviews, not that they always weren't done this way, but more and more interviews are being done via Skype. The delay, it's literally my favorite thing on the planet. Like, some networks kind of have it down where they'll ask a question and then we all have to wait 5 seconds for the person to get it. But boy, I caught one on Sunday where it was like three people. The host had no idea how to navigate the delay. So you had her ask a question. She was able to be like, oh, guess we're not getting a response before the person answered. And there was a third person on there. It was I mean, it was masterful. The minute of just absolute S show that it was trying to speak. So imagine what happens with the NFL draft. There's going to be great delays. There won't be any booing, potentially, unless they want to get really fun and they want to put in a laugh track, but just booing
see,
for Goodell.
That's the thing that I think I'm going to miss the most is that
booing of Goodell.
Yeah, Roger Goodell walks out there and it's boo. Doesn't matter what city he's in, everyone is booing the holy crap out of him. So that is probably my favorite.
Think about how there's been this new uptick in the NFL draft, and it I don't know if it's 2 years ago, definitely was last year, where all of the previous players that would come up and announce picks, everyone was trying to kind of make a statement, one up each other. It was a moment. It was almost like, you know, their Oscar moment where you go up and you know, whether you get your one joke in or you get to make your little speech, guys would come up and they would be talked about for weeks pending what they did. I'm trying to remember, you know, multiple players would be like, oh yeah, screw this team, but this, imagine if they're on Skype right now, what the hell's going to go on?
Do you remember, I think it was 2017, I'm trying to find it on YouTube to send to you, but there was, we're in like the fifth, sixth round, it's almost at the end of the draft, and they're going out to a zoo in Indianapolis to read off the Colts picks.
Oh my God, absolutely.
It's my favorite thing ever.
Absolutely, I remember. Yeah, tell the story.
So they go to the zoo, and Mike Mayock is completely annoyed by this thing.
He's like, none of it.
Whoa, we're gonna have another monkey read a pick. That's what we're doing. So they train the monkey to like hit the screen to like roll a ball out or something, and
so
the monkey hits the screen, a ball rolls out, this lady opens it and she goes, with the 198th pick in that 2017 NFL draft, the Colts take blah 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 blah. She
hated
so annoyed.
Everything.
Mike Mayock, so pissed off about it, hates it. This is the worst part of his job all year. They worked, you know, tirelessly throughout the year, scouting all of these players, and then some random lady in a zoo gets to read off the pick, and she hates it.
By the way, they work their asses off all year long, getting the right stuff, and a chimpanzee hit a button to a ball to a woman who wanted no part of being there. It is the culmination of everything that is the circus that's the NFL. And now it's going to be done. They're going to be relying on internet connections.
That player,
oh my God,
for his entire life has to remember that the lady at the zoo read the pick off, and Mike Mayock was like, I guess we're going here again. Let's get another chimp to read off a pick. Let's go.
You know how all the players are like I saw a couple weeks ago, Jamal Adams was like, you know, I'm going to remember the players that were taken ahead of me. And then someone quote tweeted, they're like, bro, it was five dudes that were taken ahead.
Yeah. You were pick six, dude.
Yeah,
come
there
on,
are five guys. But there's going to be like someone out there that was like, man, my pick was made by a monkey. Like, my pick was made by a chimpanzee. A red ass monkey there and read my pick.
And you're probably right about like if they were to auction off picks and stuff, like it would be something along the lines of, you know, I was a first rounder and some person made a political statement when they're reading.
It would probably be like organization, like Pepsi would try to end up buying, you know, a pick and want their logo up there.
If Shakira read off my name, I'd be okay with that. So
yeah. So maybe in this league, maybe we're thinking about this the wrong way. Maybe we need to sponsor a pick. Pick 37 in the draft.
This is a great idea. Let's go.
I'm thinking that's the deal. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. We got an hour of entertainment. Well, we already killed some of it. Talking about a few more things. We got some articles in here, and some people need to turn off the Instagram during social distancing because they're not doing a great job. We'll talk about that in this league. We're coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey, Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Hey, still got it. It's all about inflection in your voice to let the other person know. Sometimes that's all you need to do. A little podcasting tip. The inflection that you put out there can tell the other person to jump in. You know what it's similar to, like, I would say that moment with us was? That's like a no-look pass behind the back. Like the point guard is able to no-look pass under their legs to the big power forward, and they dunk the ball. That's what those chemistry. Moments are. It's chemistry. That's exactly right.
It's chemistry,
right.
The Welsh. You got to work at it.
That's right.
For sure.
Speaking of, we've got some good chemistry over on patreon.com/ITL Army. If that's too hard to think of, just go to inthisleague.com. We have got sports stuff, even though sports is a little bit wonky. We are upticking the content with live streams. We've got the social distancing with Bogman live stream. I'm going to be adding some stuff. But for any of you looking for some directly new content, we just dropped a brand new secret show, an hour podcast. We do a couple of them a month and maybe potentially more here in the future. We do a couple comedy secret shows, and we just dropped a brand new one on Sunday. So if you're looking for some new content, we talk about The Hub. I'll just say The Hub and some of their stuff that
you
is
can find
changing.
Me in The Hub.
Yeah, and we're talking about Nice Guy Bogman. Went out of his way to be Nice Guy Bogman over the weekend.
That's right. So, almost cost me my life.
Almost cost him his life. That's right. And it wasn't about toilet paper. So we got a brand new comedy show. As little as $5 can get you guys in. I know things are weird, but if you need a whole bunch more content, 70 plus backlog of shows we have. We've got ranks. We've got group me rooms, live streams all week long. I mean, we got a ton of stuff. And for $5, it goes a pretty, pretty long way. So if you guys want to check that out, patreon.com/ITL Army or inthisleague.com. One thing we don't have ever is the Instagram slip that Jamal Murray had this weekend. So let me tell you something. We can't get into the graphic details of it, but if you need a laugh for 1 to 7 hours of just looking at, I mean, it's internet at its best. It is fine, absolute finest with the memes. Jamal Murray, over the weekend, did not participate in the proper etiquette of social distancing. As a matter of fact, there are some things you really probably
get
want
way
to
worse
avoid.
Than coronavirus doing that.
Yeah, so. I mean, that coronavirus might be the last of his virus worries, particularly. Now, I still don't know if it's his girlfriend or not. It doesn't matter. But he went live on his Instagram stories. And he was receiving, he was receiving, a lot of people are out of work right now, but some jobs are still happening. And
that's right. And make America great again.
The memes that are going on with it from, I can't even do it, I guess. I can't, the more I'm trying to think of how you work around it, but Jamal, there, I just found the actual screenshot there.
Disturbing. Look at that hair. I just want you to look at that hair and just in your own words, the Welsh, please describe it.
The whole situation looks like the animated graphic they put of coronavirus with the thing coming out of the coronavirus. Like, it's a disturbing man. Jamal Murray
looks like someone emptied the lint trap on his lap.
It looks like Kevin Durant's hairline is what it looks like. Jamal Murray was trending for all the wrong reasons. I don't know if you even know what they saw, but there was,
that's the right reason as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, I guess, but there was a Denver Nuggets player they didn't announce, or someone in the organization tested positive. And then Sunday everyone saw Jamal Murray was trending and everyone went, oh man, they got Jamal Murray. And then you type in his names and you're like, oh, well, no,
he caught something.
Something happened. So
caught a snarling.
We're still given free reign of ridiculous content. Even, I mean, frankly, this is probably the time guys are going to get themselves into a lot more issues.
Oh, how many babies are going to be born in December?
Yeah, just, I mean, so that's, many. That's a big thing everyone likes to put. I'm just trying reading the meme. I can't read any of them. I can't read a single.
Give us one. Come on.
I wanted to
find
read
one of them that's radio appropriate. Come on.
And he did the hack thing, though, Box.
What did he do? Oh, he was hacked?
Yeah.
Why does that girl look exactly like his girlfriend?
I don't know if that is his girlfriend or there, because the first thing that went out was it was his side chick, but I think it might be his girlfriend. So Jamal's going to have something.
Everybody needs just a little Corona friend, right? This is his Corona friend.
Oh, his. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, it's your Corona buddy. This is my neighbor. I'm trying to help out. We're social distancing from everybody else.
So new area codes just has turned into, if someone is, they're 6 feet away, it doesn't count.
That's right.
That's the new codes thing. No. Okay. All
right. Yeah. Where are you quarantined? No, we're quarantine buddies. It's like camp buddies. You know, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. So like what happens in quarantine stays in quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. Quarantine is like Vegas. So
okay.
Every what happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas, except for herpes. That else will come back at you.
I mean, so we'll see. Well, I mean, the only thing that Jamal Murray has going for him is there is horrible stuff going on in the world, and people are probably going to pretty quickly forget about this, and the NBA is not going to be played anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, who cares?
But you know, kind of lame at this point, taking the whole hacking thing. Like,
how about a whoops? You know, my bad.
Whoops.
You know,
whoopsies.
Yeah, whoopsies happen every day, man. And look, I wouldn't be ashamed of that. So I think I would be. That's something I would show off myself. So
this and whatever her name is phenomenal. Whatever
exactly. God bless her.
What is her?
You know. Everyone is, and rightfully so, complimenting all of the, the healthcare workers and cashiers
and
the delivery people, the truck drivers, all that stuff. You know what? I think this lady needs a little bit of accommodation as well. So thank you for your service, ma'am.
All right. Well, there was one other big piece. this one, all right, I got to share this one. I'm sorry. I can't say it, but I am going to share it on our thing here, and I want your
Skype?
We're using Skype and it's working well. I need you to click on that and then give me your reaction to the video.
All right, so let me pull this up here. Where'd it go? Let's see, this is the Dwight Howard. Oh no. Hold on, it's pulling up. You know, these stupid links on Skype always go to my Internet Explorer, so it takes forever. You know, I actually did see a good meme that said it was breaking news from the Internet Explorer. There's a weird mystery illness called COVID-19 going around, and today is the 22nd of March.
So far. can you explain it with.
Okay. I'm going to try it here. Okay. So this is Kemba Walker. It looks like he's at the foul line and he's bouncing a ball really quickly, right? Really fast.
His arm is shaking.
Only his right arm. Yeah.
But we can only see about above elbow.
We can only see
elbow.
Him from, it's like just below his shoulder and up. So it looks like he may be doing something that shaking his hand out.
He's dribbling.
Or dribbling.
He's clearly dribbling, Bogman.
Well, he's going to be dribbling if he keeps doing that. I can tell you that much. So.
But what does the headline of the tweet say?
Dwight Howard looking at Jamal Murray's story.
Someone did one too, by the way. This was Josiah Johnson.
I have jokes I cannot
Josiah Johnson said, "Where did the IG video go?" And then it's Jamal Murray, and it shows a picture of the guy pointing, holding the donut. The story you told of. It's just, I just, we all need some laughs right now. If
That's
you
right.
need a laugh. just do a quick search of Jamal Murray. You just have to put in his name. It's not probably going to be safe. It's not a safe place, but you can check that out. Because here's a story that isn't particularly fantastic. Something that I don't know what negative things are going to come from this if this ends up happening, but there is conversation that the Olympics, Bogman, which are scheduled to be in Japan, is it this year, the Winter Olympics this winter, or is it in 2021? I think it's this year.
Yeah, I think it's this winter. So
Japan.
Go ahead and cancel that. So
That is the conversation. That
Is Japan having a rough time? I thought they were pretty good right now.
The world's having a pretty
I mean, the world's having a pretty bad time, but why would anyone, like, because that's when it's supposed to pick up again, you know, from what we've heard as far as projections and all that stuff, going to be pretty bad for the next 2 months. Then when the weather starts to get hot, it's going to go away for a little bit, but then it has a little resurgence in the winter. So if that's happening, you know, who wants to get every country is going to send a bunch of people in planes to Japan and then back? No, thanks.
Well, I mean, like, there's multiple things that are going on.
The best memes, the Welsh, was that one you sent me or showed me, the one of the Olympic rings. It says the Olympics during social distancing, and they're all like 6 feet apart from each other. It's
hilarious. So good. Well, there's a couple things. There is the potential movement away from Japan. That I think that's one part. But the problem is there's a lot of conversation, and this is rightfully so, that this training time, this is a really important training time, is being taken away from all of them. Like, some of these, you know, I guess swimmers could be in, you know, there could be a pool around. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this training time is taken away, that the organizers of the 2020 Olympics, they've already started purportedly to quietly draft possible alternatives of holding the games in the summer, this summer. And they're even talking about, this would be without spectators, but they're even talking about potentially delaying the games for as many as 2 years. And this kind of would all be organized around keeping it in Tokyo, which I think there's also a little bit of, like, I think probably 80% is something like this. Like, they push it, they delay it a year, whatever they do. But there's a little bit of conversation about maybe it also maybe needing to be out of Japan and just, you know, kind of a proximity thing of with what
I think
going
it really
on.
Matters where it goes. Just move it back, you know, and look, it sucks because so many athletes, like, this is their only payday. You know what I mean? Like, is meddling and stuff like that. And this is the only way to get their name out there. And I know that really sucks, but, you know, everyone's taking a hit right now. So,
well, this is where
I don't know why they wouldn't just cancel it and do it again in 4 years.
The USA swimming team called for a postponement, saying that the athletes aren't able to train as much. It's a poorly written article. What is this? This is on Slate.com.
And why are they talking about the swimming team? That's a summer sport.
Yeah. So, well,
isn't this the Winter Olympics?
Yeah. But I think they're going through the entire. So it says earlier, the International Olympic Committee had been insisting that the games would go on as scheduled. But the calls from athletes to postpone the games are becoming increasing. USA Swimming called for a postponement, saying athletes aren't able to train as much as they normally would due to the restrictions. USA Track and Field call for a postponement the next day. And the National Olympic Committees of Norway and Brazil also called for a postponement, with South American countries specifically calling for the games to be held in 2021. The South American, so Brazil, calling for the games to be held in 2021. I would say, at this point, that's the best case scenario they have, are the Olympic Games being played in 2021. Because you also want to think about it, Boggs, with, you know, they've got, you know, they've, what is it, the Olympic baseball that's going on, all the qualifiers that are going on. Those were all canceled. There's a bunch that were scheduled to be here. The baseball stuff has been moved out. I cannot imagine a scenario. It would be, boy, would it be another brutal blow to any place, especially a place like Japan, losing the games. I mean, everyone has lost so much money with sports being moved off. I think, what did I see?
Well, how much money? I mean, not like Vegas isn't going to make their money right back, but they were supposed to host the draft. You know, all of these March
like
Madness
Omaha
being
lost
gone.
Like $70 million in the College World Series going. So you take all that. So, I mean, Japan losing the Olympics would be probably something we can't even fathom. That at the end of the day, the only real move is for them just pushing an entire year, which, you know,
that's fine. Like, I don't see an issue with moving it a year. Like, if you're going to be traditionalist and it has to stay in, you know, 4 years, 4 years, 4 years, then you skip this year. But if you just push it back a year, you know, maybe All the qualifiers that are already done, you know, you just count those. I don't know if there's qualifiers that haven't been done.
But that was kind of what I was going to say, though, Boggs. What's so weird, we're almost in this, like, world right now where it's like, 2020...
We're just pushing pause on 2020.
It's just an asterisk.
Right?
Yeah, that's 100%. Right. Like, 2020 at this point is just going to end up being an asterisk in our lifetime, where we're just like, yeah, we're not on even numbers now because of, for the Olympics because of the coronavirus. You know, we skipped an entire season. I mean, it's just literally just going to be something we look back on that's going to... I mean, the best case scenario would be, obviously, we get some of the sports back. And if we get sports coming back, if we were to, under some scenario, actually get baseball back in, let's say, June, it would be a really good sign for stuff like the Olympics. I'm not the biggest Olympics guy on the planet, but I know there's a lot of people that just, like, live and die by the Olympic Games.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that live and die by wrestling, too. And I don't know if you've hit up Twitter the Welsh, but... apparently, I just saw someone tweet out that WrestleMania 30 is the biggest joke that could have ever happened. People are not into it.
Oh, was that
at all?
Was
I think
that,
that's today.
Was that last night?
Yeah. As we're recording this, I think it's going on, and people are not having a good time with it. Apparently.
Oh,
so.
No, really?
Just imagine.
Is it really? I thought it was like in April.
I thought it was too, but no, I guess I thought I saw a couple of tweets that people are watching it. I don't know. Maybe I'm overblowing it, but
I think I think you you're wrong because WrestleMania is April 5th.
Oh, it's April 5th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they are replaying stuff from old WrestleManias that I've seen.
Tonight, WrestleMania 30 on ESPN at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Well, yeah, that's the old one. They're replaying the old
one.
Oh,
that's 30. Okay. So this is 31. That's what we're doing now.
No, I think we're doing a different number.
Okay, well, I don't know. I just got confused. I saw a lot of people just saying, one of the biggest mistakes in the history of WWE, and it says hashtag WrestleMania 30. Oh, I see. It's because The Undertaker lost. That's what it is.
Because his streak came to an end.
Yes. So I was conflating it.
I see it right now, too.
People not liking it. Yeah,
I see it actually right now because ESPN, they tweeted the reaction where Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker, beating the 21-0 streak. Why in God's name did they do that, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably to just let The Undertaker know, like, all right, you need to be done. So because isn't he like 60 years old and he's still doing stuff?
I don't know. Seems like he's a lot older.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the range of, the coronavirus age here. So, is he still wrestling?
Did you have to bring it to the coronavirus?
Well, he's old is what
come
I'm
on.
Saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Great.
He's an older guy.
Great. So. All right, we got to go to a break. When we come back.
Well, let's end on that. Yeah.
Good job, Bogman. When we come back, if we're back.
I have a gift.
We'll talk about stuff.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work. Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Sports Grid. It is Scott Bogman right there. You can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. I am Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. You can find all of our wonderful musings there. And of course, all of the podcasts, not just the podcasts that we do here for the Sports Grid. We've got a whole bunch more. Baseball, we got three dropping this week. We got some player debates. We've got some guests. We've got Prospect One. We've got football stuff. We are just taking this time out to create more content for the masses because there is not a time we have needed it more. Though I know some people are still, you know, struggling with the idea of comprehending any of this, but that's why we intertwine some of our, you know, our different stuff. We're all still adjusting. I mean, dude, like I posted about this. I went for a walk on Saturday, didn't even run. There's just no one around. Like it was just weird. I mean, there's still the people though that are like, I don't know if you've seen it, but like it's still, like soccer games going on. I'm like, not a great idea, guys.
Dude,
like,
did you see the helicopter going in LA and they saw it was like 30 or 40 people playing pickup basketball.
Full on basketball. You know? Yeah. Yeah. They were like when
and they were terrible too.
Yeah. When missing buckets is more important than your life. And, and it's not like it was like a 3-on-3 pickup game. It was like five on five. Yeah. With like 15 people in the wings waiting. Yeah. There was a queue. You're right. I got next.
Waiting to get in the game.
Yeah. There was an I got next. It was ridiculous. But, you know,
now
people fighting for their, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they want to keep normalcy.
The Evangeline Lilly, I don't know if you saw what she said, dude. Evangeline Lilly, she did, you know, she's the Wasp and Ant-Man.
Oh, I know.
She dropped a little Instagram video over the weekend where she said, some people value life over freedoms, but I value freedoms over life. And it was a, you're not going to change my life type of thing. And it was like,
All right. Yeah. I mean, okay. If that, dude, you're okay, please.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. See, that's what you get when you say that type of stuff. Like, you know, who wants to be sitting at home all day? Nobody wants to do that. You know, I mean, maybe you don't want to go to work. Maybe working from home is better, but not being able to leave and go to a movie or a golf course or whatever, you know, you can't get your entertainment in. Brothel. So you kind of have to entertain yourself. Now, I did like, and we did, you know, a whole show talking about these on our secret show pretty much. I do like some of the memes that have come out recently.
Yeah, and you had an all-time liner when you set that up too. I don't want to give it away, but Bogman has an amazing line where he sets up the memes that are going on during the coronavirus. It's quite the line.
I got to be honest, I don't even remember what I said.
It's an all-timer. Go back and listen.
Okay,
on patreon.com/ITLArmy, Bogman.
I'll go back and listen, but I did just send you another meme here, and this is I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, I know I can paint a pretty good picture, but I want to hear you paint this picture here. So I just saw one. It's from Lens Cappers on Instagram. So
this is really disturbing. The title is Ever Wonder How Girls with Long Nails Wipe Their Ass? And it is a fingernail that is, oh man, about almost the size of a finger. But
yeah, it's 3 or 4 inches long.
And it's purple.
Well, I come from that 6.5 inches, but
it's 3 inches. Bogman calls it 6.5. what is relatively funny about it, there's two parts to it. One is the person has installed a mini tiny toilet paper inside of the fingernail. So that's the joke. Here's the thing that I think is understated. This is a dude's hand. This is not a girl's hand. This is a nasty ass dude's hand with his gross cuticles and his gross fingers. Is 100%.
This is a disgusting person with their nails. Like, look, there's a reason this guy is in a nail salon for sure. Because his nails are gross. I mean, look at him.
His
They're
nails
disgusting.
Are
nasty. Like, when was the last time this guy washed his hand? 1999?
I mean, he is not doing what the CDC is telling us to do.
Yes.
He does have toilet paper on his fingernails. There is this guy's hands. This might be patient zero. This guy is gross.
How are we going to get over this? Come on. With stuff like this, wash your hands and get that nasty nail off. How do you take those off?
I don't know. I don't even know how I think they're like, it's like a little.
Well, I know
gluey
they're glued
thing.
On, but I don't know. Like, how do they come off? Do they just naturally fall off, or do you let your nail grow out?
Well, this guy's the way he does it is just don't wash his hand for 3 months and it'll just fall off all gross and disgusting like the rest of his looking nails. Like, my nails are not great, and that's why I don't particularly like to, like, you know, people do, like, break-in card videos and stuff, and I'm just like, nails and stuff. And, like, I have this thing about letting my nails grow long. Like, I see this dude's cuticles, and I'm just like, ugh, blah. And I just, it weirds me out. But, like, this guy doesn't have, like, I don't think he's ever washed his hands. It's so gross. He's got the big old purple thing.
This guy has never used a nail clipper either. He definitely gnaws those off.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know how to transition out of it. I don't know if you saw one of the latest I mean, we've got to be very careful about how we approach this, but Harvey Weinstein officially contracted the coronavirus in prison.
So you're telling me he was penetrated by something that was unwanted to him?
Oh, I mean.
That's how that feels, Harvey.
You just couldn't help yourself, right? Couldn't help yourself.
If you're going to put him on a tee like that, the Welsh, I'm going to hit a homer. All I'm saying, if there's one person that deserves it, it's probably Harvey Weinstein. But we did get some good news from the courts amidst all of this panic and terribleness. Right, the Welsh?
What? I have no idea. What courts?
Well, James Dolan and Charles Oakley are going to have to, they have to have a meeting. And now it's just a phone meeting, but they have been ordered by the court to try to work this out through a mediation.
I mean, okay, here's the deal. The Knicks have been very, very hated as of recent. They do a lot of things bad. I think they were also at the forefront.
The only one that didn't want to cancel the season or put the season on hiatus.
That's 100% right. Here's how the Knicks make it right. They broadcast that meeting between Dolan and Oakley. That's that we need in the world. Maybe make it a video like a Zoom conference and just live Periscope it. Just please give us that. We have nothing else in the world right now. Let me hear how that conversation goes down. I'll pay pay-per-view.
I don't know that you've had a better idea in your entire life than pay-per-viewing that conversation. Dude, that's going to be the best.
Teams out there right now, like the Phoenix Suns, one way they're getting around stuff is they're like, they'll have like one. I mean, they always get like a player that no one cares about. Like, I don't even know, like, the dudes. You know, they're not getting Devin Booker out there a whole bunch. Devin Booker's on his own channel. But they'll get like some guy either works with the team or like, you know, some player that's on a 4-day contract to play, you know, against some other 4-day contract on like the Timberwolves. And the two guys, they'll play like NBA 2K online, stream it. And they're just like, hey, look, we're playing the season and stuff. Baseball players, they have jumped way up because MLB The Show just released and you got guys doing Diamond Dynasty and all this type of stuff. What we need for a team to step up is we need arguments to be televised. Like, this is almost like one of those really bad ESPN shows, you know, where they're just like, all right, who's two people that everybody hates? They're like, oh, Shannon Sharp and
Skip Bayless.
And they're like, perfect, put them together. Take in place of those shows, or maybe with those shows. I mean, I'll take the commentary from those two, to be honest with you. Please televise stuff like this. Like, let's get all of the drama. Let's get people with drama to start getting in on Skype or Zoom sessions, and let's televise them. Like, are there any other good ones?
Well, I mean, you're thinking of getting people in a room together?
I've got one. No, they don't have to be in a room, dude. They just can be in like a video session that's being broadcast. Airing Grievances. That's the show, by the way. Airing Grievances.
How about Rudy Gobert and anyone?
I got a better one. That's actually a pretty good one. I got the best one of all of them. This is the headliner. And we'll get Tony Reale. Tony Reale is going to host it. It's called Airing Grievances. And the first edition is AB and Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, my. By the way, did you see Ben Roethlisberger's video?
Oh, yeah.
Of self-isolation where he looks like Will Ferrell you know what he looks like? He looks like Will Ferrell from the SNL skit when they're in the hot tub. He's in the hot tub with, why can't I remember her name? The really ugly lady from SNL.
Oh, why are you being mean?
I'm sorry.
Why would you be mean? I don't associate
any. Do you take lovers walks? Do you go on lovers strolls like that? He looks like that Will Ferrell. That's who he looks like. Or kind of like Will Ferrell playing James Lipton.
There's you want to look at a meme Type in Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Thornton. It's one of Bogman's favorite type of Ben Roethlisberger jokes that someone has out there. Oh, yeah. Ben. Yeah, bad decision. Another one of Ben's bad decisions. But so my show, Tony Reale hosts Airing Grievances. You have Ben Roethlisberger and AB. You'll have Dolan and Oakley. What else?
He wants to be like Joe Thornton. Is that what this is?
Just look a little bit. It's just, what's the difference between someone's like, who did it better? Ben Roethlisberger or Joe Thornton?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then the joke is what Roethlisberger
did or didn't do. Beard. I don't understand it. Like, I mean, a beard is fine. I get maybe he's going to keep it until the first game or something. I don't know. But it definitely makes.
Did you know
like,
that that actually is a super dangerous thing with this virus that's going out there? They're saying you should
having
actually shave your beard.
Big?
No, any beard. You should be shaving that thing off.
But you're not going to trick me. This is a trick.
A trick. Look it up.
Send me the article. Send me the statistics.
Yeah.
That say that it's bad. Tell me that.
Beards and COVID-19. That's what I'm going to type in.
Yeah, and whatever. It's worth it. I can't do it. All right. So we need some more of these.
Wanna, here it is right here from Mashables. Want to say safe. Oh, want to stay safe.
Mashables.
Mashable. Want to stay safe from COVID-19 virus. Shave your beard.
That's you know what? Right. I'm not going to take advice from a website that sounds like it makes mashed potatoes. So mixed with all kinds of other stuff. Now, I would eat their mashed potatoes, but I won't take their beard advice.
But you're going to keep your beard.
Probably. Yeah. I can't imagine shaving it. So for what reason?
I think,
you just want to see all of my chins. No, thank you. This is enough to cover my chins and enough to not look like a crazy homeless person.
Maybe we can.
I let it go for too long. I do look like a homeless.
Now, but what if we did like a charity thing where people donate and it goes to a COVID-19 charity for you to shave your beard?
I'm already growing the top of my hair out for charity. Do I have to do the beard too?
Want your hair at this point with what's going on? Like you can cut. Is anybody going to take that hair?
You excuse you.
I'm just
it's
saying.
It's not like I'm cutting it off next week. I got to grow it out for at least another year. So it's going to be washed and cleaned and conditioned and all that stuff before I send it off. So it's not like I don't have it yet. So come on.
I think you and I actually hosting a show like that might be better because here's the thing, we can gaslight, and I think that's what a show like that needs, because you don't want guys to be like, they'll start off like civil. Like here's another one, LeBron James and Delonte West. You know, I don't know what Delonte West's current situation is last time he was getting beat in the streets. Yeah. But you know, like something like that. Like I would, you know what? I would pay to hear Delonte West talk right now.
Yeah, like who? How about
It's cost me a dime to do it.
Who's a big rivalry in sports? Let's do one of those.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, people hate
sports,
each other.
In baseball, I mean, like, who does Harper hate? Doesn't Harper hate?
We
somebody?
Don't need a Harper one, dude. I got it right here. You've got Carlos Correa versus what? Noah Syndergaard.
Oh, how about Cody Bellinger?
Oh, Cody Bellinger and Carlos Correa. No, that's it. That's the one right there. Airing grievances. Boom.
By the way, are you
Aaron
like,
Judge and Jose Altuve? MVP?
Ugh. Well, that's not fair. I mean,
well, no, but it's airing grievances. They're on a Skype session.
Oh, okay. On a Skype session.
They're not
in
person. You keep thinking we can't, it's social distancing, Bogman. We can't be in person.
I keep thinking we're putting them in a room together. No. And I'm like, I don't know if Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve is okay. I don't know if that's a fair fight. Different weight classes. I mean, the best picture in the world is Aaron Judge standing on second next to Jose Altuve, isn't it? I mean, that's a fantastic picture. You see, it's stuff like that. I love it when you see like those old pictures of Manute Bol next to Muggsy Bogues, and you're like, "This is the same species right here."
Yeah,
these are two Homo sapiens right here. I mean, how is that possible?
I got another one: Rugi Odor versus Jose Bautista.
Yes.
See, wouldn't this be a great show?
Yeah, this would be a great show.
This would get this show. Let me tell you something.
No, we should combine also Antonio Brown and no social media for like a month.
Yeah, I mean, and this would be his like first thing. He would go up against Roethlisberger. This is why this would be so good. This would be like harken back to like the 1960s, where you know, or 70s or whatever, maybe even into the early 90s. To be honest with you, where all there was television, and shows were getting like 20 shares, millions and millions of people are watching. We would get Super Bowl like numbers for this show on ESPN, Airing Grievances. That'd be amazing.
This
sponsor.
This is. You had some killer ideas here.
Yeah.
I mean, the bad one was shaving my beard. I don't like that one
sponsored
so much.
By Manscaped.
But look, if we get Manscaped as a sponsor, then I'll shave my beard. But that's really for other things. That yeah, I tell you, you know who could absolutely get a Manscaped?
I know.
Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray needs a Manscaped sponsorship this second. I'm telling you, it looked like someone just emptied out the lint roller and dumped it onto his crotch. So
you know what I want to find right now? I want to find Manscaped's tweet where they said we're looking for sponsors ideas, and I want to quote tweet it and say Jamal Murray is a great one.
Oh my God. Our buddy Casey Bubba, you won't believe this thing he just sent me. Hold on. I'm going to send it to you.
I'm guessing it's probably not appropriate.
Oh, it is absolutely not appropriate at all. But you do need... I can't believe he sent me this.
All right. Well, while you're doing
there
that...
There you go, the Walsh.
All right. What, did you text it to me?
Yeah, I texted to you.
Okay. It's not here yet. But let me tell you guys this as we're heading out here. We have got content for you coming up, extra content during the week. We do a 3-hour radio show right now. That's a good one. That's a really good one. You hit up Bogman Sports on Twitter. You can find out what he sent. We've got more content. We're here to make you laugh. We're going to talk sports. We're going to dick around, no pun intended. We're going to have some fun. I got Bogman good. We're going to have some fun trying to get through this weird time. Sports can be funny. Life can still be funny. So we're here for you. So be on the lookout right here on the Sports Grid for more extra In This League content. Of course, the 3 hours we got on the weekend. And if you search In This League on the podcast universe, you will find more of our stuff. So friendos, thank you guys for tuning in. Have a fantastic one. And guess what? There's more coming at you right here within this league. Peace.
For you.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.